And now that the Republican convention is over, many voters are looking forward to the November election. Morning Edition commentator John Ridley is looking far beyond.
Well, that's it. The 2004 RNC is history. According to the hype from the convention floor, George W. is a lock for re-election, so we might as well not even bother with the pointless campaigning of the next 60 days and start focusing on 2008. More than a couple of RNC delegates have been thinking about who they'd like to see make a play in 4 years. This is Richard Brothers from New Hampshire.
I would tell you unequivocally, I am a McCain guy in 2008, no matter what.
Scott Williams is from Oklahoma.
A couple of names everybody thinks of immediately would be, of course, Mayor Rudy Giuliani, as well as, you know, Colin Powell, I think, are some good candidates.
So imagine this nightmare scenario. You're a political type who wants to make connections with people from key states, but how do you start a run for the White House without stealing George W.'s sunshine? First thing you do, if anybody asks if you're running, deny, deny, deny.
I think it's way too early, and we got very, very important business. I can't think of an election that's more important than this one for the future security of our country, and I'm not going to spend one hour or 1 minute wasting any time thinking about anything else.
Penn Senator Rick Santorum was among a gaggle of Republican would-be, might-be hopefuls who've been engaged in a queer kind of phenomenon. Let's call it the soft-evolving non-campaign. Take Senator Chuck Hagel. We caught up with him at a New Hampshire delegates mixer.
I'll have to make a decision one way or the other at some point because my second term for the Senate is up in 2008, so some decisions will be forthcoming, but right now I don't need to make a decision. I'm not in a position to do that, and I'm not interested in doing that.
A senator from Nebraska who's not making a play for the White House, non-campaigning with delegates from New Hampshire? Yeah. When you come from a state where the no-nuance motto is live free or die, it's hard to be fooled by political speak. Richard Brothers wasn't.
A convention like this is a whole lot more fun if you're from New Hampshire or Iowa. But yeah, we're not stupid.
Bill Owens is the gov of Colorado. I dig this guy. Firm handshake, plenty of charm. And I'll tell you this about the governor. He's got a meta ability for staying on point. I asked him if he was making a run for the White House.
Actually, I'm not.
But isn't it difficult if you have...
No, that isn't difficult.
Well, can you tell me if you have...
At this point, again, for the next 60 days, I'm going to be an unbroken record. Our responsibility is to re-elect this great president.
Jehovah's Witnesses should be that focused. Well, let's try a little math here. Now, the Bush family's been doing pretty well in politics, and only two sitting senators have ever been elected to the Oval Office. So let's just skip the next bunch of primaries, conventions, use history as a guide, and anoint the next logical Republican presidential nominee. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome Jeb Bush.
Oh, no, I don't see it happening in 2008.
Wow. That was Delegate Karen Cervantes with Richard Brothers.
No way we're going to go from H.W. to George W. to Jeb with no break in between. No, I don't see that happening at all.
This is not a monarchy.
All right. Maybe I got to kick my magic eight ball to the curb and just let things play out. But you know, that is exactly why we play the game.
Commentator John Ridley writes and directs movies for Hollywood. His latest novels are The Drift and A Conversation with the Man. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.